The police commissioner in Springfield, Massachusetts, said a federal investigation of possible civil rights abuses by narcotics officers could advance efforts to reform the police department. Speaking publicly for the first time since the existence of the federal investigation was revealed, Springfield Police Commissioner John Barbieri said he hopes the outcome will be a set of recommendations from the federal authorities that improve police department policies and increase public trust.
I definitely view this as potentially a good thing for the department to make it a better, more transparent department with much more efficient rules and regulations and more community trust.
Barbieri told the Springfield City Council Public Safety Committee the department will fully cooperate with the investigation.
If there are weaknesses or flaws or either tragic faults, we want to be aware of them and rectify them and get the best policies and the best people in the right places.
City officials were informed of the investigation on April 13th at a meeting with Andrew Lelling, the U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts, and Stephen Rosenbaum, Chief of the Special Litigation Section of the Department of Justice Civil Rights Division. The meeting was revealed in a press release issued late in the day by the office of Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno. According to the release, the investigation is examining the narcotics unit to determine if officers, quote, engaged in a pattern or practice of using excessive force in violation of the Constitution. The investigation was prompted by public reports, not by a complaint from an individual or group, according to city officials. It is not known if the probe is focused on a specific period of time. A spokesperson for the Justice Department in Washington declined to comment. Barbieri said there has been no contact from the Justice Department since the April 13th meeting. The narcotics unit was the source of a scandal 2 years ago when Detective Greg Bigda, during an interrogation of two teenagers, threatened to kill one and plant drug evidence on the other. When a video recording of the interrogation emerged, it caused prosecutors to abandon several drug cases where Bigda was to have testified. Barbieri became commissioner in 2014 with a goal to make the police department more proactive in preventing crime and eliminate what was described as a warrior mentality.
I'm not happy with the policies and procedures that have existed before I took over the department, and we've tried to work on getting the most modern professional policies and procedures for our men and women at the department. The last 3.5 years, we've worked to try and move towards that, but two-thirds of the supervisors here, our most senior supervisors, retired. So it's been a struggle.
City Council Public Safety Committee Chairman Justin Hurst said there is a large population who want to see reforms in the Springfield Police Department.
As long as it's a transparent process and as long as the public is made aware of everything that is happening every step of the way, I don't have a problem with the Department of Justice coming in.
City Solicitor Ed Pakula told the committee the city has hired for $129,000 a consultant to assess the police department's internal investigations unit.
When this is over, I think the public will be able to have a high level of confidence that there is integrity in our policies around the internal investigating unit and disciplinary process.
Last year, Springfield police officers had about 280,000 interactions with the public, or what are known as calls for service. There were about 4,500 arrests. There were 80 citizen complaints filed about the conduct of police officers, a very small percentage, according to Pakula. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.